This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Okie dokie, it's bright and early on a Friday morning. We are just reeling. Are we reeling? I don't really quite know what we're reeling.
Reeling
Fry-yay.
We've got that Fry-yay feeling.
we've
got a great feeling and great, I guess, attitudes all around because we're coming up hot off the back of Comedy Cruise.
Oh, yay. Yes. A hot minute post-Comedy Cruise. We've had a wink of sleep. But it was a fabulous night.
It was a wink of sleep. Yeah. It really was a wink of sleep.
I mean, and to a degree, that's partially by choice. But
it was bloody worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great night had all round. Everyone joining us on the Murray River as we cruise up and down. Bunch of comedians, some food, some drinks. Awesome meeting everyone.
Oh, the audience. It was a great vibe. Everyone was stunning to meet.
And then I guess also perfect night for it. I know we were talking about, I hate to be, I mean, I'm 28 and talking about the weather, but geez, like it was a beautiful night for comedy on the river.
I have to say it was a good advertisement if you wanted to buy some real estate along the Murray. Because
some of the houses we passed, oh my God.
The houses, the houseboats, it was quite scenic. Some people I can't remember which comedian was like, I think I should just stop for a second and let you guys enjoy the view, enjoy the cruise.
M was talking about the houses along the river, and which was fun. At one point I took a quick break just to have a breather and went to the back of the boat, and we passed the most stunning house ever. And I was like, wonder how much that cost. They had two boats and they had their own dock.
Oh,
so
must be nice.
I was like, that's like Kardashian level house. That's what it was like. It was stunning.
That's just someone that works at Macca's out
there. It's a Macca's manager.
Yeah. No, I think it's a teenager on his first job. You've got to get it done. Are there any, because obviously included in today's podcast will be some of the things that we touched on in today's show.
Yes.
Is there anything that we aren't touching on in the show that you think is worth a mention here in the podcast, just to let people know?
Well, I feel like all the good bits we're going to save for the show.
That's true. So you got that to look forward to. That's
yes.
fun.
Mm-hmm. What can you think of? The costumes came through.
Costumes were great. The hat,
yep.
I think,
I'll
ultimately. Our captain's hats, which you can, I think it's up on our socials. I'm assuming.
It is up on our, Yep.
So Nick and Jules in a circle, some stuff there.
Good content in
Nick
there.
And Jules
good
over.
Job, producer Aaliyah.
Thank you. Yeah. I was running around like a headless chook, so I did miss a lot of the sets.
That's all right.
But it was a lot of fun. And I had a lot of fun grabbing all the socials, getting the nibbles out with the gals.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think, can we touch on the chaos of parts of the night? Can we touch on the chaos?
Yes.
You know, everyone put on, even though we were wearing captain's hats the entire time, we all wore many hats on the night.
So many invisible hats.
I think we did a lot of, you were in the kitchen.
Yes, I was. And then Jules then joined me in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was waitering. I was throwing it around there.
Did my three-plate carry? That was fun.
Yeah. I didn't trust a three-plate carry. I didn't trust myself, so I thought, impressed by you. That was great.
Stairs. We had to navigate many stairs.
It's very steep on a boat, by the way.
The stairs really stumped me when I was trying to carry up the chairs.
Stumped you? How do I? This is a confusing contraption.
I was like, did we do a risk assessment for Jules trying to carry too many chairs up the stairs?
Oh.
Oh, no, that was not in the risk assessment.
Arguably not. So that was quite chaotic. Yeah. Also quite chaotic was from the very start, I mean, the most stressful part of Mona, which eventually you fixed, which was incredible, Chris, really.
Yes.
Very handy. Well, with the help of Captain D-Mac
on FaceTime
was that the fact that the one thing that we required was the audio system didn't work.
Yes.
We got there.
I was like, look, I'm not here to fuck spiders. I was like, can you please jump on FaceTime and look at this and tell me what I need to touch?
There was lots of
click
buttons.
Whatever. There were too many buttons.
That was too much going on. And then when I was, because I spoke to D-Mac in the lead up to it to talk about it, he's like, oh, so straightforward. I'm like,
it's already been set up for
no
you.
One, yeah, he's like, just got to flick it on. I was like, great.
Switch.
I was expecting a way simpler setup. And then when we got there and I saw the mixing panel, I thought,
looked like a mini radio station or something.
It was, I feel like it had as many like buttons and like volume things and stuff.
Maybe
as
more.
As our panel.
Certainly got more things you can plug in.
Yes.
So that was a little bit concerning. But
that was overwhelming. You know, microphones are needed for us to talk into and the comedians to be heard.
Yeah. And then, for the most part, I think the audio was, you know, pretty all right. Like, I wasn't too worried about it. And then
Zach
in his set, he closed the evening. Probably the first half on the wired tethered microphone, the one that was, you know, connected from the cable to the speakers.
Now, I thought it was just a mic technique thing, that his microphone was too low down.
He did seem to have it around his belt level, didn't he?
Yeah, I was like, it was low. This is interesting. You're not, it's not picking up any volume. And then you came to me and you were like, should I swap his mic over? Mm. I'm like, yes, please. I can't hear him.
Yeah, and then when we did swap his mic, it was like, oh, yep, no, that was...
Yeah, it was just off.
Much better, yeah.
No. Or gone. Well, no, one of us must have been using that mic before.
The wired mic was never off,
you and I had changed. You and I had changed mics a few times. Like, you'd used wireless, I'd used wireless.
Yeah, yeah.
Points when you and I were talking. But.
I turned mine off, the wireless one, when he picked up the wired one.
Yeah.
And then when we had it, we were like, nah, it's off. I'm like... No, no, it's all good. I deliberately turned it off.
Yeah. Ultimately, maybe a bad move.
Yeah. There was also one point I was talking to the lovely V, who was behind the bar and also one of the owners of Majora Cruises.
Shout out, Majora Cruises.
Yeah. And an absolute rock in V.
Yeah, she was incredible. but the FPOS system was not working.
Oh.
So... while everyone was coming in through the door, she's like, oh, fuck, the FPOS isn't working. What do I do? So she started manually writing up bar tabs for everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, what an absolute angel.
International waters, that's what it was. They didn't know.
So I think the Wi-Fi was struggling.
So far from land, we couldn't get a signal. We're in the Bermuda Triangle of the Murray River.
Of the Apple Pay.
So what happened? Does that mean that... did people end up paying? Did it end up working?
It ended up working once we got closer to the wharf.
I was going to say, we're not going to get in, you know, our boss isn't going to be like, mate, why did everyone charge their tabs back to the company?
Well, there was one cheeky person who did leave a bar tab behind.
Do we know their name?
Name and shame.
I do not know.
We can't name and shame them.
Who do you think is most, of the people you met, who was most likely? You don't have to name them.
Everyone was lovely. I forgot a lot of names.
I think that it probably just was someone that actually forgot that they didn't, had a bar tab.
Interesting to meet Mick Maloney. Of course, he was on the show.
What a humble king.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you know, earlier in the week we were joined by Mick, who was a Mildura man that went viral for, you know, trying to sort of fight a kangaroo to save his dog that was getting drowned. You know, it was. I think he loved it. I think he loved both being there. I think he's loved the attention. And you know what? Go off.
His phone would be going off last week.
Pardon?
His phone would be going off last week nonstop.
Yeah. So the fact that we managed to get the man.
Oh. Yeah.
Absolute. You know, that was great. You know, a Mildura celebrity.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's funny because when he was coming through the door and we were checking off names, remember how, so behind the scenes, he had said, oh, can I give the double pass to my best student?
Martial arts teacher.
Yep. And we were just like, yep, cool. As long as they're over 18, it's all good. When he told his wife he was going to do that,
his wife was like,
we never go out. Come on, you need to make the most out of everything. They're letting us come on the boat with them.
Use your 15 seconds of fame from the kangaroo video.
Exactly. And so now there they were.
Yeah.
Well, on our cruise ship.
Good to have them there. It was good to hang out with the comedians.
Yeah.
Interested, obviously. Donna Collins, Zach Dyer, all good chats, all good
hangs. Were you developing a bromance with Zach?
Oh, I think Zach and I, yeah, absolutely. I think
besties.
We're going to go backpacking through Europe together now.
Cute.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. Well, you know, between picking him up at the airport, you know, which it feels like something you only do, you know, with your close friends. It was good to hang out. I tell you, I felt for Donna because she had part of her set where she joked about losing her wallet.
Mm.
And as we went on, because a few of us, you know, the comedians, ourselves, a few listeners even, we all went out afterwards and to one of the pubs/restaurants.
Had a feed, had a drink.
Yeah. And then Donna ended up actually losing her wallet.
Yeah, like, life imitated art.
That's
great. Come true?
Yeah.
Do we find out where she had lost it? I'm assuming it was came out of the
pants. Put it in another pair of pants.
Yes.
And she'd changed pants.
Classic. She changed pants between the show and going out.
No, I think between maybe arriving
and the actual
doing the set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. It's like we did brief costume changes. We changed shirts and we left our captain's hats behind.
Mm. You know, captain duties offline.
Certainly, you know. It's hard, you know, wearing a captain's hat on land, especially without
the
context.
It felt wrong.
Well, would it have been beneficial for the night? We'll never know now.
Mm. So true.
I think, you know, we should wear them into, you know, various establishments moving forward.
I think Monday you should wear them.
That's an idea.
We've been saying just how good those captain's hats are.
That's right.
Because
good find.
You know, I mean, if you've been following the show across the week, you would know that we had lifeguards costumes. Puterus Aurelia forgot them, and then Mad scrambled to find something to wear.
Save the day.
We came across his captain's hats, which. High quality.
Oh, yes. Usually think of the plastic costumey shop ones. Those were not, though, the ones we had last night.
Those were nice to wear.
You were about to wear a do-rag at one point because we were at the costume shop and you were like, oh, it's a pirate's hat. And I'm like, it looks like you're wearing a do-rag.
Looks like a bit of cultural appropriation.
It was a little too fitted to your head.
It did, didn't it? Oh, that was funny. But no, the costume, it was a great night. In today's podcast, of course, we've got all some of the bits. And we touched on some interesting bits that happened during the show from... people rocking up way earlier than they should have.
Yes.
Just some crowd work that's gone a bit awry. A little bit, yes. You know.
How'd you say awry?
Awry.
Awry?
No, awry is a word. A-W-R-Y.
Oh, I say awry.
Awry. I thought you were adding an L in there.
Is awry an awry? I think there's
awry. Awry.
Should I quickly?
Awry, there is a word called awry. I'm pretty
Not
sure.
Not Aubrey.
No, awry.
Yeah, it's pronounced awry.
I'm certain there's a word called awry.
We'll look it up.
My mind was blown about 10 years ago when I learned that.
Well, remember how I said
I know awry, but I also
instead
think,
of incisors.
True, but I also think there's an awry. I know awry. I'm spelling awry wrong, but I think there's an awry word.
Okay. All right, we better go offline to check it.
That's been the peak of this comedy cruise week.
So Jules' peak was discovering cruise control.
Yep.
Yours was discovering the word awry.
I know about the word awry.
What's
and
mine?
In fact, me saying,
I knew cruise control existed. I just never used it. Okay.
And I know awry exists. In fact, me talking about the word awry has gone quite awry.
Wow.
Very good. Well done.
Here's a man who knows how it's. What's your thing? You forget the costume. So
there we go.
Zing. All right. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. We'll catch you next week once we're back on dry land. As we see out the rest,
we're not now.
Yeah, we're still on the Murray. We never left.
We're 7 feet under. You know.
Oh my god.
Well, not dead. We're just we're in the water.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy. Bye. Nick and Jules with you for Hit Breakfast on a Friday morning, the morning after Jules, the comedy cruise.
Wasn't it a great time last night on the Murray River in Mildura with comedians, food, drink, and the best audience.
The best audience, and we have. Oh, one man to thank for that, of course, the captain of the ship, the captain of the vessel, Captain D-Mac joins us now. D-Mac, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Jules. How are you guys?
Oh, doing well.
Very good. Very happy. A little tired, a little bleary-eyed waking up this morning, but, mate, well worth it. Smooth seas last night. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, what a beautiful night it was in Mildura, wasn't it? Sun and the sun setting, and I just what it was like the water was like glass, wasn't it? It was just beautiful.
Incredible. And I, Zach Dyer, one of the comedians we had, he closed out the evening. He said it was the first time he's ever gotten sunburnt during doing a gig. I was like, that's how you know it was a nice night.
That's right.
Well, Jura, we do have more sunny days in the Gold Coast.
And this is the thing. A lot of comedians were like, let's take a moment. Let's pause between the sets so we can all check out the beautiful scene. Because it's not just, you're having a cruise. You've got the entertainment on board as well. We understand, D-Mac, the guests got a pretty good rap sheet. They were pretty well behaved.
Oh, everyone was great. It was just great to see people enjoying the river. And some people haven't been on the river for so long and they just forget how beautiful and how relaxing it is.
Oh, mate, we were talking to Mick Maloney, who earlier this week, listeners might recall, he's that bloke that went viral because he...
The kangaroo bloke. The boxer.
Exactly. And he was there last night and he was saying between him and his wife, I think Sophie was her name, and they were saying that they never get out and it was great to give people a chance to do that. What is the general behaviour like on a bit of a cruise where people have had a few drinks? Because I like to think our listeners were really just doing well for themselves, putting a good name behind the Nick and Jules show.
Yeah, look, Nick and Jules, what usually happens, we have a rule where the max we usually go for our cruises are 4 hours. Because you think about life and everything else, you never made a mistake in the first 4 hours if you're having a few sherbets and a few drinks. And you go back through and have a look and you think about it, he's dead right. He's onto something here.
It's brilliant. And we know that people love cruising out there. People want to get a little bit, whet that appetite, especially with the warm weather at the moment.
Yeah, it's some good cruising weather coming up.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful weather. And, it is just great fun just to get out there and get on the river and have a look about.
And you don't have to have comedians every time. That is icing on the cake. Captain D-Mac, producer Aaliyah, tells us that you've got a gift for the Nick and Jules family, potentially.
Yeah, for the Nick and Jules family. What we do, we you went on our big boat, so that's the our biggest boat in our fleet, but we've also got a 12-seat or 13-seater VIP boat.
Ooh.
What we'd like to do is offer one of your listeners a one-hour cruise on that VIP boat. We'll put on a platter and everything else, so you get on there, you'll have a nice platter, something to eat, go for a one-hour cruise. It's a lot quicker than the other boat. Like, it's the fastest commercial boat on the river in Mildura, and what we do is we cruise around and have a look about. So it's very nice. Bit of music background, listen to the radio show or whatever, and go for a cruise.
I like that. Cheeky plug. Well, how about this, Nick? What about the Inner Circlers, those that join our Facebook group?
Oh, they love us. We love them. Mm-hmm. And so if you're part of the Nick and Jules Inner Circle, you can go and join that there. One of our lucky Inner Circlers will score that awesome VIP 13-seat VIP cruise on a boat that's so exclusive that we weren't even allowed on.
Nah.
Oh, that's funny.
I love it. For your next Murray River adventure, you can head to mildurocruises.com.au. DMAC, thank you so much for last night, and thank you for your time this morning.
No worries, guys. You enjoy yourself and have a great morning. Thank you.
In Mildura, we had the lineup of comedians. We had an audience full of cheer. It was the best night.
Yeah, you can go over to our Instagram, Nick and Jules, or join our Facebook page, the Nick and Jules Inner Circle, for a little bit of behind the scenes if you weren't able to be there in person. Someone that was one of our comedians. He's on the line with us right now. Zach Dyer, good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
We're
doing well. All right, look, prior to last night, we did speak to you a little bit earlier in the week, but you know boat comedy. Now that you've done it, how does boat comedy sit with you?
That was great, mate. If every boat comedy show was like the one last night, I would like to do a lot more boat comedy.
Is it true, mate, that you got sunburnt while performing up there?
I think I did. I think I got a little bit burnt from the glare off the Mighty Murray.
it's a nice souvenir to take away. I think one of the big things, as we've spoken to the other comedians, Donna Collins and M. Tresiter, about, is that, you know, every crowd is a little bit different. With all the gigs that you've done versus our boating crowd, I mean, good bunch, what do you reckon?
Yeah, great bunch, mate. Really great bunch.
Terrific. I also noticed, Zach, you happened to have a bit of a chat with not only the audience, but people that were on the river.
Oh, yeah, we had, while I was on stage, I got heckled by a bloody paddle steamer. I tell you that much.
I must have missed the heckle. What did we just get? It was it just jeering, or what was the go? How does a paddle steamer disrespect you, Zach?
With its big bloody air horn, mate.
Cutting in through the punchline.
Yeah.
You can't have that, can
absolutely,
we?
Absolutely, yeah. It was distracting enough having a bloody probably 100-year-old boat paddle past, let alone then letting out a big bloody horn.
Did you get any other heckled? Did you get really heckled from the crowd in general, or were they? I mean, we were speaking to Captain DMAC on the ship a little bit earlier in this show, and he said everyone was well behaved. Look, as far as audiences go, they weren't rowdy for you, were they?
No, the audience was great. Actually, the audience gave me a little tip. I was, because we had the cordless mic, I was standing in the wrong spot, and a very nice audience member told me to take a few steps forward and completely fixed the feedback issues on the mic. So the audience was not only attentive,
helpful,
but also very helpful.
Yes.
It was a nice responsive crowd. We had a great time with them and their mic feedback
of all certainly. Sorts.
And hopefully you did too. Zach, any gigs coming up that aren't on land, or are you sort of going back to brick and mortar comedy?
Unfortunately, I think all the gigs that I have booked coming up are all land-based. But, you know, if anyone out there has another boat, a submarine, an aeroplane, I will perform anywhere.
And we'll check out the sound quality for that as
well. We'll make sure we touch base with the microphones. If you could be performing in one sort of random place that isn't a standard, like, pub or a club, where would you like to do a show?
Hot air balloon.
Small, intimate crowd.
Very.
All right, Zach. Hey, we are going to say goodbye and say a big thank you to you. And, of course, to Donna Collins and M. Tresiter, who were part of the lineup for us last night for the comedy cruise.
Superstars.
We had a great time. Hopefully you did as well, mate. Thank you for your time this morning. Yeah. Thank you for last night.
No, thank you, guys. I really, really enjoyed my time. It was great to hang out with you, and it was a really fun gig. Thank you so much.
The Amazing Race Australia, the celebrity edition on your screens right now. It continues Wednesday next week, of course, it's 7:30 on 10. And you can catch up on episodes you might have missed out on. 10 Play on the off chance you missed out on last night's episode. You would have missed out on these two getting kicked off and given the boot. Unfortunately for them, they are out of the running. Fortunately for us, we get to have a quick chat with them right now. Mm-hmm. Two-time Survivor alum George and his sister, who's charged with reining him in, Pam Mladenov. They join us right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick and Jules. What a delight to be with you this morning.
Oh, g'day, team. Good Pam, to chat.
Pam, first up, like I noticed this a lot whilst watching it, and I get it, King George, we understand you've played Survivor. But Pam, how often do you need to remind your brother that this is a different game?
Look, George is known for playing Survivor. He was so, you know, incredible at playing the game of Survivor. And I think he's just proud of that, you know. And The Amazing Race was also a show the both of us, you know, watched growing up together. So I think, yeah, George was obviously, like I said, proud of playing Survivor.
I love it. Guys, what was the dynamic like, brother, sister? Who was taking the reins? Who was pulling each other back in? How did you go there?
Well, I think when we started the race, we had the kind of like traditional older brother, younger sister, like family dynamic.
Right.
And, you know, going through the trials and tribulations that we went on that race, and we went through a lot of more turmoil than the other teams on the race, and we were always behind. I feel like Pam and I have a different kind of relationship at the end of the legs, at the end of the race, and it's much stronger than ever before. So I've always been protective of Pam. I've always looked out for her. You know, I helped raise her. You've got a 9-year age gap. But now I feel like Pam's not just my little sister, but she's one of my friends as well, which is beautiful.
Aww.
Thank you, Pam.
Nice
that even though you've been given the boot and eliminated, that, you know, you get something out of it like that. Look, King George, we know that you're obviously, you know, you're a competitor at heart. We've seen that on Survivor. Pam, would you consider yourself ultra-competitive coming into that? Is that a Mladenov family trait?
I think coming into the show, I didn't really know. You know, I had that extreme competitive side to me, but the race is a really high-pressure situation, and it's a race at the end of the day. We all want to do well. We all wanted to be there to, you know, win that money for our charity. So I think even if you weren't a competitive person going into it, it really does bring out that side of you.
I think what we saw with Pam is what you see with a lot of people from Western Sydney, is we have to fight for things or we don't get them. And I'm not sure if you're kind of exposed to like that similar environment in regional Victoria, but when it comes to government services, when it comes to just anything in life, if we don't demand it as people that still live in Western Sydney, we just don't get it. And I think that was a bit of the biggest difference between us and the other teams, who are used to living with a silver spoon in their mouth while we're used to crumbling potholes on our roads and they'll never get fixed.
Oh, but guys,
smack
come
talking,
on.
You're already off. I love it.
Like last night's episode, you weren't getting a spoon out for that. What was that delicious soup?
I mean, the irony of me not being able to have bull's penis on a Saturday night in Malaysia was really disappointing. And I couldn't have not have been more devastated, because I would have swallowed that whole.
Oh, mate.
Oh, no.
Well, you don't have to worry about that now, because we do understand as well that King George, it is your birthday.
Yes.
Are we, first of all, happy birthday. Second of all, are we celebrating?
I love the segue from bull's penis to birthday. It just feels right.
It's natural. So I'm assuming we're not celebrating with bull's penis.
You never know. It's Friday night.
That's famous last words.
Pam, did you get anything for George for his birthday?
Did I get anything for George for his birthday? He's got a lifetime of memories with me on The Amazing Race.
So. That's so true. Watch that footage, guys. Back tonight.
And if you want anything more than that, George, go get a bull's penis from the butcher. All right. We love it. We are very excited, of course, to be watching more of The Amazing Race Australia Celebrity Edition, which continues next Wednesday at 7:30 on 10 and 10 Play. It's heating up. Only a few contestants left on the show. We have said goodbye, unfortunately, George and Pam, but thankfully because of that, we got to have a chat. Thank you so much for your time this morning, folks.
Thanks. We'll see you soon. Have a good one.
That was the Nick and Jules podcast.